So let's hear some more music by MacArthur Geniuses. Osvaldo Golijov won the award back in 2003. He told Jeff London that a lot of his work is inspired by the 17th century composer Claudio Monteverdi.
Osvaldo Golijov likes to compare music to architecture.
Great music reorganizes time, and time becomes a building. You know, in a great song, even a three-minute song, you can enter it like you enter a house and go to this room, the chorus, this room, the verse, you know, and it's not what happened before and what happens later. It happens all at the same time. I mean, at least that's the illusion that a great song gives us. Now, when you talk about a great piece that lasts 90 minutes and you enter it not anymore like a house, it's already a cathedral.
Growing up as a Jew in a Catholic country, Argentina, Osvaldo Golijov's musical influences range from klezmer to tango, from classical chamber music to folk songs. And he says his curiosity about different musical styles is how he first encountered one of his favorite pieces of music, Claudio Monteverdi's 1610 choral masterwork, The Vespers of the Blessed Virgin. Golijov was studying composition in Israel and decided to attend a performance of the Vespers in a church in Jerusalem.
I still have the goosebumps of remembering that performance. It was like a whole new world of music. And I mean, I said, oh, let's go to an early music concert. But for me, it was music that, if you told me we found this music in a flying saucer sent by another civilization millions of light years ago, I would believe it. I mean, it's that kind of effect where you don't know where it's coming from, but you know this is astonishing and eternal.
Osvaldo Golijov says what gives the Vespers that eternal quality is the way Monteverdi brings the meanings of the texts to life, as in the Magnificat, the final section of the piece.
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the lowly, etc., etc. So you can say this in what? In 30 seconds. And then comes the music. And each sentence becomes 2 minutes. And the overall thing, maybe 25 minutes. Doesn't matter. What matters is that you really are able, through music, to enter the meaning of those words, to slow time, to reorganize it, to abolish time. So the words become temples, you know, and you can inhabit them.
One time-shifting musical device that Monteverdi uses in his Vespers, and Golijov used in his St. Mark Passion, is something called cantus firmus.
Now, what is cantus firmus is, imagine you take the refrain of any song, like Let It Be. Let it be, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But each note you make lasts much longer, and the proportions become, I mean, what lasted, da-da-da, it was, da-da. And so those notes that were part of just one verse become the pillars upon which you build new musical structures.
Quite often in the Vespers, Monteverdi has music going at the same time in different tempos. Osvaldo Golijov says cantus firmus provides the musical foundation for these movements, like the quia fecit.
What you have here is three pieces of music that are independent, simultaneous, and actually interdependent. Right in the middle, we have that alto singing the Cantus Firmus, that single very long melody. In the bottom we have two bass singers that sing a canon or a round, you know, they imitate each other. And in the top you have two violins. They are not imitating exactly one another, but they kind of chase one another. That's also the uniqueness of music, that you can say two or three or even more things at the same time sometimes, and everything is understood.
Golohov says that just as the architecture of a cathedral is meant to aspire towards the divine, so does the music of the Vespers.
Monteverdi creates an ascension towards heaven. You know, it's truly as high as human beings can get, you know, this testament of what we can be.
Oswaldo Golohov is certain that 1,000 years from now, this is a piece that will still give somebody goosebumps. For Studio 360, I'm Jeff London.
You can find out where to get music by Oswaldo Golihov and Claudio Monteverdi at studio360.org. WNYC's Sarah Fischko curates our series on living composers and their relationships to the music of the past.